You know, it takes a lot of volunteers to preserve and protect our state parks' natural resources, and we'll talk with our next guest about what they do and how you would be able to help. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. With us, Randy Paskey is the Vice President and Outreach Committee Chair for the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks Organization. And we're going to talk about that organization and the work that they do, and certainly hope you'll join in. What would you like to know about volunteering in the parks, or maybe a little about the parks? Do you have experience with volunteering? What did you do, and why did you enjoy it? Love to hear from you. You can give us a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234. You can try that. Or you could also email us. The email address, ideas@wpr.org. ideas@wpr.org. Again, email for sure. We'll get you here, but give us a call, too. Try it that way, too. Randy Paskey, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Oh, my goodness, Larry. Thank you very much for having me on board on this great day in Wisconsin. One can hardly stand to be indoors on a day like this, Larry.
I know it. I can see outside, and I see that nice sunlight out there, and the temperatures aren't too bad. The humidity, it doesn't seem to be too bad, at least where I am. But great time to be in the parks and in our state parks. And what? Let's talk about the Friends. What's its mission? Let's get that out of the way.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear you open the segment, Larry, with our partial mission statement. It is preserving and promoting and protecting and enhancing our state parks, but not only our state parks, but our forests and trails and recreation areas. We've been at this since, I think, the mid-90s, and every year we seem to get a little bit better, Larry.
Well, you wonder about, there's a lot. Yeah, how many volunteers do you have, you know? Offhand?
Roughly, the organization, the FWSP, represents about 51 groups within the parks. And of that, and they take the total membership of each of those Friends groups, it comes to about 3,750 people on last count. I might be off on a few.
Oh, yeah, but that's a lot of people, and you wonder, why do we need so many people, so many volunteers to keep our parks vital?
Larry, it's like if you're part of a smaller organization for a group, and you probably know this, you have a tendency to show ownership with that state park or that forest or that trail. And with that sense of ownership, comes a sense of participation. What can we do to make our visitors stop here at this park, this forest, whatever, much better? Can we provide trail signs? Can we help with naturalists? What is it that we can do as an individual group? And this group is, of course, a part of a larger organization.
You know, and that's one of the things, you mentioned signs, and it's one of the kind of the fun things when I go with a daughter to, through, you know, one of the parks, for example, and there'll be some really cool signs that are explaining, well, this tree, why it's died or why it's dying, or information about what the tree is itself. I find that really, I mean, I knew a fair amount, but I really am always learning more anytime we always stop and and read those signs along the way.
It's interesting, Larry, you say that. Although the informational signs, some are purchased by each state park, but on the most part, the groups themselves fund these signs through incentive grants provided by the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks. Each year, we provide matching grants to each of our groups. And invariably, the half of the groups that apply will say, we want to provide informational signs to help make our park more viable to people. And that's absolutely great. And what you say is fabulous. If we can get people into the nature, why is something happening? Is it because of what people do? Is it because of what happens in nature? How this comes about is so important.
It is indeed. I know this, and you may have mentioned it, but how many state parks do we actually have?
You're going to put me on the spot there. I want to see in the 80s state parks that might include trails, recreation areas. I'm pretty sure it's in the 80s.
That's a lot of parks, and I know I haven't visited. I visited a third of something. Maybe something like that, because I visited a lot of state parks, and I have to tell you, we were at Peninsula State Park. That was the first state park we were in for the year, and I parked the car and we went about our business and had some fun. I came back and I had a ticket on the car because I had forgotten to put my state park sticker on.
Larry, yeah. I imagine that happens. It's one of the signs of the times, I guess. The state park stickers help to support your park. I hope, given the gift of gab, you talked your way out of it, Larry.
Well, I went to the DNR, the office there, and I presented my Go Wild card.
There you go.
Which indicated that I indeed have a state park sticker. But I threw $5 in anyway.
There you go, Larry. We appreciate that.
Just for my own stupidity and forgetting to put it on.
Yeah, forgetfulness. Forgetfulness, it might happen with our... You reach a certain age and we can blame it on forgetfulness, right, Larry?
I guess so. Well, what are... The chapters, you mentioned that many chapters were interested in putting signs up or down. What? So, tell me more about what the chapters do.
There of the 51 chapters, each one represents friends groups that are associated with that particular area, that park, the forest, whatever, and each group have probably their interest. I know of some groups that as a fundraiser will in the fall of the year, in the spring of the year, split wood for their park visitors. Others will go through the parks in the spring and clean it up and pick up stuff left over by the winter. Some groups build buildings to store wood. Other groups have giant fundraisers to build visitor centers, picnic areas. And other friends groups will sponsor events like bike events. I know Blue Mound is coming up with a fabulous, they call it something Hills bike event. And it's very varied. The groups vary from size. They can be anywhere from 4 to 6 people up to hundreds. I know Peninsula State Park that you mentioned have a very large group, and it's a very large park, and they do an awful lot, and the friends group do an awful lot. And we have a small parks like Wyalusing State Park have like a half a dozen people in their friends groups. So it depends on the parks, the people around, how many people that we have visiting close to us, that live close, that want to be part of a group.
Scott. That's good information. We're going to get a whole lot more as we visit with Randy Paskey. Randy is Vice President and Outreach Committee Chair for the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks Group. I want to talk with him about financing, too, and how they how that group raises its own money. But we'll talk more about the parks, too. And certainly, why don't you email us? Email address ideas@WPR.org, ideas@WPR.org. If you've got a comment or an experience to share, we'd certainly love to hear it. And we will hear that. But first, we need to take a quick look at the news. And then we'll be back. I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network. Great to have you along on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're talking about our state parks and the volunteer efforts within our state parks with our guest, Randy Paskey. He is the Vice President and Outreach Committee Chair for the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks Group. Do you volunteer at a park in your area? Love to hear from you. Best way might be to email us, the email address ideas@WPR.org, ideas@WPR.org. You might try 800-642-1234. We've been having problems with our phone line, so for sure an email is going to get through. So you can try that if your phone line doesn't get through. And a matter of fact, Randy, we had an email from Elaine from West Bend. She wonders if you can explain why there are Facebook pages titled Friends of Wisconsin State Parks listed as a community service page and Friends of Wisconsin State Park listed as a nonprofit organization. Which is the official page for your group, she's wondering?
That's gone through several phases. I'm going to blame this on Facebook itself, Larry. Facebook has gone through some changes, as we probably all know, on social media. If anybody that's interested, they should go to fwsp.org, and that's our webpage. On our webpage is a little icon connected with Facebook, and that's the easiest way to get there. So that's fwsp.org, and then click on the little Facebook icon, and we welcome all friends and visitors. Thank you very much, Larry, for putting this for us, and thank you, West Bend.
Yeah, and here's an email from Mark from Rhinelander. Mark and his wife are part of Friends of Rock Island State Park. They also volunteer as docents at the Pottawatomie Lighthouse, which involves staying in the Lighthouse Museum for a week at a time, giving tours among other duties. They love the Friends group. They say they're very well organized and very professional.
I love Rock Island. What a fantastic state park that is. I can't imagine living on an island for a day, much more than a month or a week at a time. I guess it's all well and good when the weather is fine. We have a member of the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks Board that spends his summer repairing lighthouses, and he sends back photos, and it all looks well and good, like I say, unless the weather is bad, and then it's bad. So,
well, for something like that, they volunteer as docents, so obviously they may be retired, or maybe they're using that as maybe they take vacation from work for a week in order to stay there for a week at a time. But there's got to be some training that is involved. Is Friends responsible, or does Friends help out in that way?
We just provide opportunities for friends groups to discuss and exchange ideas. It's really up to the Wisconsin State Parks or the organization to get applicants, hire the applicants. I mean, maybe hire is the wrong word, to have docents appear and work with them. And I know certainly training is involved in a group like that. And within our state parks, there are people that are there for a month, and the camp host clean up after campers disappear and straighten up the campgrounds, provide information for campers. And the training depends on the park manager. And of course, it depends how often the camp hosts have returned. We have many camp hosts, even members of the Wisconsin State, Friends of Wisconsin State Parks Board, enjoy being camp hosts. They just like being out with people and talking with them and again, sharing that ownership with that state park.
Tell us about the Wisconsin Friends Explore group.
That's after my own heart, Larry. That particular challenge started 2 years ago, just after everyone wanted to get out and explore the outdoors. They have been kept indoors all the time, and so the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks sat back and said, how can we have people appreciate state parks? We all have our favorite. Yours might be Peninsula State Park. Mine might be Wyalusing State Park. But there are so many other state parks, forests, recreation areas that people don't know about. So let's provide a way, a challenge, if you will, to get out and enjoy a state park that you've never been to. A waterfalls that you've never visited before, a trail that you've never been on. So the small group of the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks got together and decided, let's do, just call it the Wisconsin Friends Challenge. And with the 2022 challenge, we have 44 different challenges for kids, as well as kids at heart, families. Get out there and enjoy a state park, maybe like you've never enjoyed it before. Take advantage of a state park that has fishing. You know, maybe we've visited the lake in the state park, but we've never fished at it. There's a challenge for fishing. Kids get involved in when they're camping, help out with it, prepare a meal. Of course, with adults' supervision, there's a challenge for that. Visiting with park naturalists, there's three or four different challenges involving park naturalists. In other words, when a group, a family, an individual goes out and completes a challenge, it might be, might take only 15 minutes, or if they decide to do a more difficult challenge, like hiking 50 miles in a state park, hiking all the trails of a state park. It might take a couple days to do that, and they'll fit out a form, and then they submit the information to the Challenge 2022 committee. And in July, we'll take everybody that's, we took everybody that did a challenge, whether it was one challenge or 22 challenges, and we put them all together and we do prizes. Our sponsors, Walmart, Merrill, Quick Trip, offered cash cards, and we had over $1,200 awarded to people that took part in challenges. Now in September, we have the grand drawing. And anybody that participates challenge is welcome to, we have a random drawing, and then the prizes are worth a lot more as far as as prizes go. This is a fun event. So people need to go to, again, FWSP.org, and there's a link for Wisconsin Challenges, or it's Friends of Wisconsin State Parks. Just take a look at the challenge. We have a Facebook page, et cetera. The best way to start is go to FWSP.org. That's easier to remember than me giving out a big name. So far, we've had nearly 350 challenges that have met since we started in the spring of 2022.
Dang, I know I've done 50 miles
in the state park. Well, look for your name there, Larry. Yeah, darn right. And you know, you could win a cash card from Quick Trip, you know, something to extend your camping in their Walmart. Free rein is up.
Well, you have an app now, right?
Oh yeah. One of our group members challenged us to come up with an app. So I happened to doodle around with his social media stuff, and I found an app, and it's fun. It's one of these things they can have on their phone. They can say they completed a challenge. They can make up a little check mark. And the app even has a place for, here's a photograph of me making a campfire, or here's a photograph of Larry hiking his 50 miles and his return back.
So how do we get that app?
You just go to the challenge app, and it's the challenge website, and it'll be there. And it says, get the app right up on top, Larry.
Well, I'm going to get that app.
All right. We'll look forward to you, Larry.
So, I hope that a lot of people get involved in this. This sounds like a great family thing, but for sure.
Yeah, it started out, like I said, as families just getting together and doing something different, going to a different state park. How many of us have been to Natural Bridge State Park? It's a hidden gem.
Where the heck is finding, that?
Oh, it's out by Prairie du Chien. It's west of us, Larry. It's a bridge formed in rock. It's a fun drive, especially for Madison. If you lived out to Madison, there are I'm not a proponent of this, but there are several wineries to visit along the way, Larry.
So talk about, and I kind of interrupted you there. I may have interrupted your train of of thought there a little bit as you were going along.
What were we talking about, the challenge?
Yeah, we were talking about different places. You know, the challenges exist in all the parks?
There are a brand of challenges that happen in the state parks. For example, camp six nights at a Wisconsin property. That can be done in any park that has camping, water activities, fish at three different lakes, photograph five different waterfalls. It's biking. It involves photography. It involves visiting state park nature centers, something we all kind of like to do and find out about the parks. Something about flora and fauna. Identify 10 different plants in the area and provide photographs. Geocaching is a fun activity in state parks. Even service projects such as join a friends group, clean up litter. It's these kinds of activities that maybe every one of us do, but we don't think of it as a challenge. It's kind of a fun thing to do at a state park.
I think certainly a way to engage people at the park, for sure, give us something that's maybe a little bit different, or think about a something you do anyway in a different way. How is the Friends group? How's that financed? Is there some state money involved in that?
No. All of the money that is used with the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks is, well, we're a nonprofit 501c3 organization. So it's through donations. It comes through when anyone makes a state park reservation, they go through the Camas State Park system. And there's a place in there to donate. Donate $5, $10, whatever. And we get the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks get part of the donations for that. And then the donations we get also comes through some organizations like Walmart, Quick Trip, and groups like that. And then I'm going to say almost all, not every bit of it, is returned back to individual parks by way of our Friends groups applying for incentive grants. For example, in 2022, the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks worked with Friends groups who applied for incentive grants. It's a 50-50 split. In other words, if the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks provides $50 to a Friends group, the Friends group provides $50, so it's doubled. In 2022, the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks contributed towards incentive grants for our park, our Friends groups, to the tune of over $98,000. This is through all donations. It's not a piddly amount.
No.
We're working with 10 state park bike trails to provide over $2,500 worth of bike repair stations along the trails. And again, all of this is through an interaction of our Friends groups and the larger organizations, FWSP. We want everybody in the state to have a good time at our state parks, Larry.
And you mentioned it was a 96 or 98,000, something like that. Well, and that's got to be matched. So there you go, just south of $200,000 that gets used for those projects. And so yep. that's a pretty nice chunk of change for sure. You've got a photo contest, haven't you?
Yep. Photo contest started at the beginning of the year. Anybody that wants to, I guess we picked an arbitrary age of 14 years or older, can submit photos towards our photo contest. And again, that go to fwsp.org. I'm going to say that a lot this time, Larry, and click on the link. They fill out a form, provide a photograph. Again, it can be of any happening in a state park, a trail, a forest. We'd like them to be in landscape, the wide form, if we can. And then at the end of the year, I think in September, maybe October, this contest will end. And then a different group gets together and they choose photographs that will go on the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks calendar that in turn will go to the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks online store. The calendar, obviously there's 12 months of the year, features 12 different things of state parks. It can be a scene of a state park and a sunset. Those people that go to Peninsula State Park are well acquainted to sunsets and the red sailboat that goes back and forth. There's lots of pictures of that. Pictures of rapids, just all kinds. Kids sitting in a tree in a lake. It's it's wonderful to see all the different adventures that people get.
And those all turn in, well, 12 of them at least turn into a calendar, which is pretty darn cool. Do you post those photos anywhere else, or is it just for the calendar?
The photographs are all at the end of the contest, they're all put online. Again, fwsp.org, and they can see them there. And the best way to do it is go to our online store and buy a calendar and something like that. By the way, the calendar is included within the Wisconsin DNR magazine. So that's included with the subscription.
And I get that. So
yeah, there you go, Larry.
I've got that calendar. Oh, man. You know, I mentioned park sticker, not having my park sticker on, but you can get a park sticker on your site as well, can't you? And some other packages.
Right. Our online store, almost always all of the selections, I think there's 12 different packages you can choose, include a park sticker. And with each of the package, it also includes a donation towards the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks. And that donation goes right back to the state parks by way of our friends groups. They can buy a sticker online. They can buy at the Wisconsin DNR site. And they can, they can provide at various contact stations. So we prefer, of course, they do it through our online store because everybody gets to see that and gets to a part like a magazine or something like that.
Well, I tell you what, it's been a lot of fun talking with you, Randy. And I'm going to give that site again, FWSP.org, FWSP.org. And I'm going to go there to get that app, and I want to get in on those challenges. And I think anybody who attends and visits a state park ought to do the same. Randy, a great pleasure. I hope we can do this again. Thank you so much for being with us today.
It's my pleasure, Larry. I hope to see you again. Enjoy your state parks, Larry, and enjoy the day after you get done with the inside job.
All right. Randy Paskey, Vice President and Outreach Committee Chair for the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks Group, fwsp.org. Go there and get signed up for those challenges. And come to see and listen to me tomorrow because John Freiberger is back to talk about selecting roofing for your house and, of course, take your home improvement questions. That's tomorrow from 11 to 12:30 right here on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mealer.